Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We thank you, Father, for another bright and wonderful day today. Thank you, Lord, for a good time tonight, too, Father God, with all of my brothers and sisters. We praise you, Lord, for the times that we're in. We thank you, Lord, that you place in our hearts to keep up the good work in fighting these battles against the enemy. We praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that everything is going to work out because we're going to be very diligent in our war in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, for an awesome time tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I do want to pray one thing. Lord, we thank you for removing those Muslim police officers in New York City. And we thank you for it, Father. Just completely do without them. Just get them out of there. And we thank you, Father, that your angels are already on the job in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, we thank you for bringing all the corrupt politicians to light. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the Brunson case that's coming up here shortly will render a good verdict in Jesus' name. That you send your agents up there to get every one of them to understand that this is a constitutional crisis that we were in, and that this needs to be done to wipe out all of the corruption in the politicians and the senators and the House of Representatives, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in each and every one of us to get rid of that world and to get rid of our flesh away from us, Lord. We praise you for helping us do that, Lord. We know that we are the righteousness in you. And when we're the righteousness in you, we walk in that righteousness also because you're doing it for us in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that is taking place. We thank you for every victory that we have, Lord. And that's all of them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for divine health for everybody that needs it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Anybody else? What is that? Thank you, Lord. Well, I tell you what, I've got a yeah, Teresa, go ahead. I've got a wonderful prophetic word tonight that I want to give out later on, not right now.
I just want to give the Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ the praise because Noah and all the weather people and the weather radars, they were all showing that these tornadoes were just heading straight for Topeka and straight for Kansas City, and just they were gonna, straight through Kansas, and they were just gonna annihilate everybody, and it didn't happen. We did get some strong winds. We did get some, ominous thunder and lightning, but then it just passed by and we got our gentle rain. So
You're
we
batting
didn't get a
100
tornado.
now, aren't you? You're batting 100 now.
What's
Praise
that?
God. I said, you're batting. Am I plugged in here? Yeah, I said,
No,
you're batting 100.
the Well, that the Heavenly Father is batting 100 because God's taking care of us. He's our shepherd, we're his sheep. He takes care of his sheep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But
So,
he's got to have sheep that'll open their mouth
I just
and
trust.
do the fighting. Amen.
it's true. And I did, and I did do quite a bit of binding and loosing as
Praise
it
God.
was passing through.
Amen. Okay.
So I just wanted to give God the glory for that.
Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers because we know that you're going to do it when we pray and believe. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Teresa. Hey, Pat. Sup? Hey, Benjamin. Dude, Dakota. There's Andrew. Hey, Chris, that's the first time Chris has been on in years. Good to see you, though, Chris. And Missy. I can't forget Missy. And Vanita, elephant driver. Okay. And Angelica's here. And I thought I saw Chuck. Yeah, there's Chuck. Good to have
Can
y'all
you hear
with us
me?
tonight. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm well by the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah.
The same. Ditto. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request or a testimony? I was hanging on the thread here. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
This is just a little something, but earlier today when I was, Merle and I were talking about what are we going to have for dinner? So I'm looking in the freezer and just looking in the fridge here, and I'm like, Lord, what should I make? I was like, I don't know what to bake, you know? And so I picked out something that, was easy out of the freezer just to thaw out and make real easy. But anyway, I didn't use the microwave or the toaster oven, which I lots of times I'll use the toaster oven rather than the big oven. But anyway, so when the electricity went out, I'm like, thank you, Lord, that we have a gas stove because my spaghetti finished cooking and everything. It's like, thank you, Lord. I'm thinking, you know, after a while, I was thinking about it and like, thank you, Lord. You knew we were going to have this storm and you showed me what to make so we didn't have to like be out in the middle of the middle trying to make dinner and didn't get to eat. So thank you, Lord. That was cool.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for gas stove. That's the best way to cook, my opinion.
I agree. I do not like electric stoves.
Don't either, but that's what we got.
But it's better than nothing, right?
Oh yeah. It's better than using a little propane bottle.
Yeah. That's what Merle was about ready to say.
No, I was going to say the old cook stove.
The old cook stoves.
Put wood in there and burn
Oh, wood.
Yeah.
Stoves.
Oh, you're talking about the wooden ones. Oh, yeah. I
Yeah.
wouldn't.
I remember being a kid. That's
Yeah.
what they do when he is a kid.
We had a wood cook stove up at our deer cabin when I was younger, and it was pretty good. It's pretty good little. It was a kind of a big one. Regular cook stove. As many years ago.
Yes.
All right, anyone else? Somebody told me about something that happened last night. I just have to find out what it was. Matthew, what's going on over there, boy?
Well, I'm blessed.
Yes, you are.
As y'all know, we normally have a Monday meeting here, and it's we call it the prayer night. And we didn't do a whole lot of praying during the meeting, but everybody was leaving after the meeting, and Chuck and Angelica and Winnie and another sister, they stayed behind, and we were all talking, and I was talking with Angelica and Chuck that I was believing for full restoration from my accident. Back in 2021, I had a bad accident. We were rear-ended. We were stopped at a stoplight, and the guy behind us didn't even press on his brakes and hit us doing about 55 miles an hour. Broke my back. Broke five vertebrae, three ribs, had a severe concussion, all that fun stuff. And and of course, at the time, it was the Lord, chastening me and trying to get my attention. And so, fast forward to present time, I haven't been able to have full movement of my right side because of the back injury. And so I was just believing for, and I was just explaining to them, I'm believing for full restoration of my right side because mainly I'm doing stuff with my left hand. And so they just started, praying for me in the spirit. And then Chuck Whitten pulled out his little anointing oil bottle, put some on the palm of his hand, and went to my forehead. And I was praying in the spirit. It was good, and all of a sudden I felt something in my legs. I felt it's hard to explain. It's almost like a burning, but not, and Chuck's saying right in the middle as they're praying, he goes, "Did you just grow?" And I guess I literally grew, what, 2 inches, babe? Maybe an inch and a half while they were praying for me, which would be put me back to my original height before the accident.
God.
And so, and Angelica said she saw fire going up and down my spine. And it just went on from there because, when they got done praying for me, and then it went to the next person who needed prayer, and we started praying for them. And we used to pray for my wife too, and she's been dealing with some issues. And we praying for my wife. We put some anointing oil on her, and she hasn't had any of those issues today.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
So
That's awesome.
that's my testimony too. It's
All right.
getting
Praise
growing
God.
and
That's a good
getting
one.
hurt.
Yeah. Is well, I'll save that for later. That's
But
good. That's a great one.
another thing that happened was when I had my broken back, I was put in a brace, and this brace pushed down on my neck. Just so it would straight keep my back straight because one of my vertebrae completely shattered. And so to this day, my head's always been kind of forward until yesterday when they prayed for me, and now it's further back in place.
Praise God.
Praising the Lord all day. It's been awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Angelica or Chuck or Winnie, did any of y'all have anything to add?
Let Angelica go first.
Do what?
I could let Angelica go first.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Angelica.
I really don't have anything to add. It was just an awesome time of prayer, and just impressed that, when we, pray without ceasing, and the Lord, it wasn't like anything we were planning. We were just kind of, hanging around a little bit, and then it was just like, you know what? Let's just pray, and then like the Lord just moved, and it's just like, wow, like what a blessing. For all of us, and so that's all.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, go ahead, Anna.
I just want to add one little thing. I was sitting over on the couch talking to Winnie while Chuck was praying for Matthew, and I didn't realize there was like this big warfare prayer going on, because we pray for each other all the time. It's just like a normal thing. But I looked down and I looked up at him and I saw him praying, and I looked back at Winnie and I looked back And I was like, oh my gosh, he looks taller. And I didn't have time to process it. And then that's when Chuck said, oh, you know, whatever he said, did you just grow or whatever he said? But it was like, I could see it from where I was sitting. Like, he was like straight. Like he said, his neck, you know, wasn't like in the brace position. And so praise God. He's gonna be 6 foot 2 by the time this is over. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sister. That's awesome. Okay, Chuck, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to tell this from my perspective, okay?
Amen.
Because it was very peculiar. It was a little, just I don't even know how to even say it, but it was a little even baffling what I was experiencing while this thing was happening to Matt. So of course, Matt, like he said, he was talking about his, hope and faith to be restored, and so we're like, okay, let's pray. And I'm like, well, I've got oil, I've been carrying around oil for days in my pocket, I don't always carry around oil, but
Looking
recently
for
I thought,
somebody, huh?
right, well, recently I grabbed my little, I like oil vial sitting over there that kind of sit there, having all, like I used to do it, but then I grabbed one, I put it in my pocket, and I'm going to have this oil with me, right? And then it's just like, wow, I have oil. And then, so Angelica's already praying, she's speaking to the range of motion that Matt was wanting, get in his right side, and I believe she was speaking to that. And so yeah, we're praying, and I put my hand on his head with the oil, and then this coincides with what Angelica saw. But as we were praying, I pointed my finger at the middle of his chest, and I was going from the top. I was speaking to the top of his head to the end of his spine, and I was speaking everything about the nerves and the vertebrae and everything just being aligned, everything being healed. And I started speaking the fire of the Holy Spirit go through his spine, basically things like that. And so I believe that's what Angelica saw. And my eyes are closed. I closed my eyes at a point, and I'm just speaking, I'm speaking. And I opened my eyes, and the strangest experience started to happen. I look at Matt, but it felt like we were on an elevator. It was a strange feeling. And I was like, Matt, like, you just grow? Are you getting taller? Because he did not look, yet he lost, like he said, like an inch and a half. I don't know. It looked like he grew like 3 inches to me. I don't know. But he seemed much taller than he was. I mean, it was amazing. And I'm like trying to process what is happening. And then by the end of it, that's when Anna and Winnie came over and everything. And he stood next to Anna, and they were right back. He was right back to where he was before the accident. And I'm telling you, if you had seen, like, Matt was one height, and that accident really took a toll on him, but now he's just tall again. I mean, praise God. It was very powerful. But again, it was such a strange, like, kind of just something I've never experienced before. It was like I saw him at the height that he was supposed to be, but it was happening simultaneously. I don't know how to explain that, but that's what happened. It was like I was seeing it as it should be, and it was happening in front of my eyes. Man, praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. Okay. How about you, Winnie? You got anything to add?
Sorry, I was running to my phone. No, I don't think so. I think that's about everything. We were just grateful. We were just thanking the Lord for, you know, what he did. And then he was the Lord. Everybody else got prayed for because we were like, why not? And so I got prayer. I'm sure Angelica got prayer. I wasn't there for that, but because I was talking to Anna, and Anna got prayer, Shay got prayer. And yeah, we felt like there was breakthrough, and I know Shay had breakthrough, and we also prayed for Reagan, and we knew
God.
there was Shay saw a breakthrough for Reagan in the spirit, a
Praise
vision.
God.
So yeah, it was really cool to praise the Lord. That's about
Yeah.
it.
Oh, that's just it, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to like add real quick, like I forgot, like, you know, the we were getting words of
Okay.
wisdom, you know, words of knowledge concerning each one and any issues, and it was just wonderful.
Yes.
So looking forward to more of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Well,
Thank you, Lord.
sounds like the Lord's on the move. Oh, that's awesome. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you,
If I could
Jesus.
Could you say something to
Sure.
man, just in light of just the power of God moving? Man, it just can't be said enough. Spend time with the Lord, you know, and you know, I guess I'll say it like this: just spend open, honest time with the Lord, just talking to the Lord and seeking deep into Him. You know, I know that sometimes we have list of prayer requests and we have list of things we want to talk to God about. Sometimes you just need to sit down, and I guess for the lack of better way of saying it, hang out with God. Just hang out with Him and talk to Him, and things will start to open up in you, and your faith will become emboldened, like what happened last night. There was no hesitation to what was happening last night. It just began happening, and it was, I mean, it was just like a divine move of God. We couldn't, like Angelica said, we couldn't have planned that out. That was not, we didn't plan that out. We were hanging out at the end of the meeting like we normally would. We were just talking, and there we were. Suddenly, it was like, hey, let's just, Angelica's like, we'll pray about it. And then boom, the explosion of God's power just entered that place. And I'm telling you, that's a miracle. I'm telling you. I can't
Absolutely.
explain it, like I said. But it was amazing. And that's all I'm saying is the Lord, He's ready. He's always ready to do these things, man. So praise the
Yeah.
Lord.
Well, it sound
Oh,
to
that
me.
reminds me.
Go ahead, Angelica.
I'm sorry. I just want to say real quick, that it reminded me when Chuck said that, remind me of like, you know, when I was, I know I always say when I was like a broken record, when I was first born again, I just had such a zeal for God, but it was like, not delaying. Like I would never delay. Like if there was a need for, if someone had, they were talking about whatever issue, like right here and now, let's pray. Don't delay. You know what I mean? And like doing that really helps us to pray without ceasing and gets that snowball effect of like just taking joy in what God does, like, you know, whether or not it happens, something like that happens, like we, like it did last night, or, you know, as they go on the way, it doesn't matter, but just responding immediately. And I know some people have a little reserve about that because the Lord might lead you to some stranger and, you know, the enemy start telling you all these things, well, you don't know how they're going to respond and they might be, you know, embarrassed or whatever. But some people are just so desperate, they don't care. And God will do a miracle right there in the Walmart or wherever, you know. But and of course be led of the Spirit, because sometimes, you know, the Lord will, you know, tell you to, you know, maybe pull it to the corner or whatever. And but I just wanted to add that because I thought that's what came to my mind when Chuck said that, like not delaying, and when you know there's a need, pray right there, pray with them. You know, that's a show of the love of God. So amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Be bold in the Lord. Step up with the Lord. All you got to do is trust. Does anybody not trust the Lord to fulfill what He said He's going to do in His Word? He's going to do it. He's going to do it. I'll tell you what. That when I heard y'all talking about that today, I was so looking forward to the next time we get together, which is tomorrow morning. So get ready, glory to God, get ready. It's going to be good. All right. Anybody else got a question or yeah, Julie?
Just a quick question for Chuck. You said that you had a bottle of anointing oil, but you don't necessarily carry it around with you, but you felt like you needed to bring it yesterday, or have you been carrying it around with you for a few days? How did you say that?
Well, it has been a few days. I don't know how many days, not very many days, but the other day I was just sitting there at my computer and on my little interface in the back, I had like four vials of oil. And when did I grab this? I don't even know, but I grabbed it and put it in my pocket. And I said, I'm just gonna carry this around. And honestly, I mostly forget that it was even in my pocket, but last night suddenly it hit me. I have oil.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Okay, thank you. Praise God.
But I
Praise
also want to say this. I just want here. It's amazing that Matt's back is healed. But you know what's really touching? That my brother got healed. My brother in the Lord has received his healing, and hallelujah, he's free, and he can, you know, just enjoy the blessing of the Lord on his body again. And I'm just
Amen.
so thankful to see that, because I know that at that I know that trial was not an easy one. So good to watch your brethren receive from the Lord, man. So praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah.
David and I told David about it. We both were praising God that he did that for Matt and y'all. Praise God, it was good. That was a good time. Okay, anybody else got a question or comment? This ought to be a regular thing, and it will be. And it is, from this point on, let's call it a regular thing. From this point on, it's going to be a regular thing. THANG, regular thing.
Amen. And you know
Absolutely.
what, Michael? Truthfully, I think the one, not many of us here that go to the Wednesday meeting, only just a couple, and you. But this kind of stuff has kind of just been rolling out a little bit. Like we've been having some great prayer meetings at the Wednesday meeting. Great,
Yeah.
things are happening, and I think that it's just, to use the word that Angelica used, but more broadly, the snowball effect. It's just
Yeah.
going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not just going to be in the fellowship. We're going to be out there in the parking lot, man. We're going to be out there on the side of the road and praying for people in the Walmart and inside of all the, grocery stores and whatnot. And we're going to be seeing this stuff happen. It's going to be an
Yeah.
explosion, man. The real revival is happening. It's coming in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. I believe at some point in time you're going to hear on the
Amen.
loudspeaker in Walmart that aisle 8 is taking care of blind people, and the ones on aisle 7, that's not crippled people, and it's just go to each aisle. That's going to happen. You watch what I tell you. It's going to be awesome. Or Food City or anywhere else, as far as that goes. Yeah, Missy.
And they're not going to be paying for it.
No, they're not going to be paying for it. That's exactly right. Well, praise God.
Can I say something, Michael?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I do feel that it just an extension of what the Lord has been doing through Brother Chuck, which is praying without ceasing. He said, and he can tell you himself, but the Lord, he's just been for a couple of months now, just really in the zone, really just praying without ceasing. And what just came to my mind too was Winnie had gotten a word, I guess, from the Lord that she shared about the leaven, like no leaven. And I feel like that's an important message because we want to be vessels of honor through whom God can use, and we want to just remove any distraction the enemy can use to grab our minds or pervert our minds, and not necessarily immorality. I mean, just perverted as far as leaven in any form, or a distraction that would pull your heart away from what God wants to do in this hour, and to make ourselves willing vessels and kind of really just come to terms with the fact that, like, we're to cut all ties with the world and stop pursuing the world, because some of us are a little younger or a little older, but we still maybe have desires, and we feel like, well, the time's not yet, and things might be delayed or whatever. But like, there's always, the time is now always, but
Yeah.
we just kind of have to prepare ourselves, be prepared for when the time comes, so when the anointing comes, you can go out, not be, unprepared when that anointing comes, and maybe possibly miss out because you didn't already kind of set yourself in that direction.
Amen. Oh, that's something we've been talking about here on the outreach for quite some time now. We all have to be ready. Praise God. That's good. Thank you, Angelica. That's good. All right, Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess to kind of jump in into what Angelica was saying about the testimony that's just been happening with me literally for a couple of months now. Ever since I that two pop blessings ago now, that illness or whatever, that bug that hit, I was very sick that Friday night. I was planning to practice my music and get ready for the pop blessing and everything, but I couldn't even do it because the sickness hit me so hard. And I gotten hardly any sleep, and I woke up and I told Michael, you're gonna have to get some YouTube music and worship to that because I'm not coming. And then Michael prayed for me, and he by the end of the prayer, he's praying that I would be there. And so I'm like, okay, well, I better just really step into what he prayed. So I got up and I started getting myself ready. As bad as I felt and as tired as I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this. And I did the praise and worship, albeit I was pretty sleepy. But praise God, I was good enough to do it. I was well enough to do it. Praise the Lord. He gave me strength to do it. But when it was like after I got home, something happened. I was like, that really should not have happened to me. And I guess like part of the testimony is a confession. I realized, and I knew anyway, I wasn't in any moral failures or like gross moral sin or anything like that, but I was distracted. I wasn't using my time wisely as I ought with the Lord. And I realized it. I realized I'm not spending the time with God that he is owed. He is owed so much more, but what I can give him, here in his finite life. And I'm telling you that at that point, I just began to press. I began to press regardless of what was going on with me. And from that point, I've been going before the Lord every day, multiple times a day. And you know what? I could be sitting there at my computer doing my work, and suddenly it hit me. I'm gonna go pray right now. And that's not always possible for everybody. You may work at a building, at a business or a company, and you can't really do that. But you can pray within to the Lord and talk to the Lord in what you're doing, basically. And so now it's like, man, I just find myself being prompted by the Holy Spirit to get into prayer and be before the Lord. And a lot of what my prayer has been is emptying myself of me. Empty of myself before the Lord, because it's not about me. And of course, I know that, and that's what all of our goal is. And I assume that everybody here has the same mind. It's not about me, it's about the Lord. We are emptying ourselves of all of our reputation, losing our name, as it were, so that we would have His, so that we could have His name. And so, this is what's been going on with me. And I'm telling you, I'm just one person, but imagine 10 of us, imagine 50 of us all on the same track doing the same thing. How powerful the anointing of us all together in one. I mean, if one, what does it say? If one can take, what, 1,000, two will take 10,000, okay? Think of that. I mean, that's powerful. And you know what? My heart, too, is this toward my brethren. I've been praying, Lord, I want to see my brethren grow up and be what they're supposed to be. I want to see them walk in the gifts they're supposed to walk in other words, and to really be an encouragement, to my brethren. And that, really, we should all have that heart to really see Jesus in one another and call it out. Call out Jesus to come forth. And you know what? That's encouraging. And that will cause us to want to walk in Jesus more. And then what happens? More of the sanctification starts happening. Our mind is so focused on Him in this that we can't worry about anything else. We've lost the taste of the world. We've lost the taste of, all things that are darkness. We love the light, and we're being what? Okay. We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are transformed into that same image from glory to glory. I mean, that's exactly what begins to happen. So praise God, and I know that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now, and everyone here and who's not here, the Lord is just doing a powerful work, and He's coming forth. He's shining forth. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Chuck. That was well needed there. Praise God. Yes, look what happens when people come together in one accord and they want to pray. And when they pray, God works. Amen. Anybody else got something they want to comment on? Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any answers? Okay. Let's see, what does that say? Angelica says, let's pray. Okay, Angelica, do it for us. Let's pray.
You want me to start that?
Yeah, you go ahead. You got something on your mind, let's do it.
Okay. Well, Father God, we just come before you, Father God, with just exceeding joy and excitement, Father God, for what you have planned for us, Lord God. And we look to you, Father God. We look to you to draw us, Father God. We look to you, Father God, to remove
every distraction, Father God, to remove everything in our minds and our hearts, Father God, that is drawing us away from you, Lord, drawing us away from our eternal purpose, Father God, for why you brought us forth. And I pray that you put just a zeal in our hearts, Lord, a seriousness about who we are in Christ, that you begin to pour out revelations, Lord God, and remove the veil, Father God. Remove the questions, Lord God. Remove the things in our understanding that are lacking, Father God, so that we can have a clear picture, Father God, of what the gospel truly is and be true witnesses, Father God, and share according to truth, Father God, with no leaven in our hearts, no leaven in our lips, Lord God, in our mind, Lord God, that when you cause us to move, Father God, we will be sharp, Lord God. We will hit the mark every time, Lord God, that we will be as sharpened axes, Father God. And I just pray that you just begin to do this work in this body, Lord. There's nobody else really, Lord. We're a very small percentage in the world that has the understanding and the wisdom and the knowledge that you've given us, Lord. And now I ask that you breathe upon us, Lord God, that you empower us, Father God, that you cause us to go forward through your Holy Spirit, Father God, through your power, Father God, through your breath, Lord God. Apart from you, we can do nothing, Father God. But I pray that you give us a gift, Father God, to pray without ceasing, Father God, a love, Father God, a love in our hearts, which you've never experienced before, not only for you, but for the brethren, for the body, that we would understand, Father God, wholly and completely, Father God, what your purpose is, Father God, in for this fellowship, Father God, but for the body together as a whole, Father God, and that anything the enemy is using to bring division, distraction, Father God, destruction, separation, hindrances, or chinks in the armor, Father God, would be removed, Father God, that we would be an army, Father God, for you, Lord God, and that we would go before you, Father God, prepared for you, Father God. And I just thank you for doing that, Lord God. I pray that it would be real to each and every one of us, that any one of us lacking revelation, Father God, that you would gladly pour out. Your word says that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom, Father God. And it's our heart's desire, Father God, to go out and destroy the works of darkness, Father God, to destroy the kingdom of darkness, to repay the enemy everything that he has stolen from us, Father God, that we should go out, Father God, as vessels of honor, vessels of light, Father God, with no fear, Father God, with holy boldness, Father God, before you, Lord God, totally dependent upon your spirit, Father God, for your leading, Lord God, no matter where you lead us, that we would not be offended at you, Father God, that we would not be offended at the adversaries, Lord God, that we would not be offended, Father God, at what you would have us to walk through, Father God, but that we would draw ever closer to you, Father God, seeing, Father God, the end from the beginning, seeing the mark, Father God, seeing the goal, Father God, and rejoicing that each day we're getting closer to that by your grace, Father God, and remove the fear from this body. Remove the fear and anxiety from our hearts, Father God, about what we lack, Father God, and show us, Father God, what you've already given us, Lord, by revelation in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Woo, got me fired up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Anybody else? Thank you, Angelica. That was awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray that everybody on this fellowship and the ones that are going to be listening to it would be completely in agreement. And I thank you, Father, that it's going to bring a lot of people to praying again. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead, Pat. What about Citele?
Yeah, I was... just thinking about Reagan again, and also for Katie. I haven't heard from her for a while on the fellowship, but I know her last prayer request was the healing of her body and the struggles that she had been having. And so I just wanted to lift them up. And Father, thank you for the benefits of healing that you provided us in Jesus. And Lord, I come again and on behalf of Katie and Reagan at this time, thank you for the healing that you have brought into their lives, Lord, In Jesus' name, right now, I just I command those struggles, those infirmities, in Jesus' name, to pass from Katie, to pass from Reagan completely. Thank you for the healing power of your word, Lord. You've taken these diseases upon and these ailments, these infirmities upon you, your stripes paid for those. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you that it is done. It was done, Lord. We just ask that you'd fill Katie and Reagan and fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, to perceive and to cooperate with you in all of your word and all of your ways, Lord, and to just hold our faith strong in this situation. And we thank you for that healing and that power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for that life. We thank you for what you've done up to this point, Lord. And are breaking through in many ways in our lives, and we do thank you for that. Thank you for Matt's healing, Lord, in this demonstration of power. And we just praise you, and we thank you, and ask you, Lord, to give us grace, give us wisdom to cooperate with you in these times, and to lay hands on the sick, and to heal the sick, as you have instructed us in your word. And thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, and just fill us and guide us. And we just trust you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for these healings of these women that are holding out in strength and in faith and in trust of you, Lord. And we just thank you for it. We praise you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Just remove all hedges that are keeping us from coming to you every day. And I thank you for it, Father, that it would be the first thing that we do in our waking up time is to come to you, Lord, and to ask for direction for that day. And I praise you for that, Father, that everybody here is going to get that that leading. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Anyone else want to pray? Yeah, Benita.
Yeah, I want to also add just prayer and healing for my mom. She's been having a lot of pain in her leg, and she's not able to lift it to put her pants on and do a lot of things. And she just a lot of weakness there. She's got a lot of appointments set up with a lot of doctors to try to figure out and get some healing from the world. But we just, Lord, we just come together in this fellowship, and we just like Matthew was healed the other last night or Monday night, we just command all these things to be just lifted off of my mom, and there will be no more pain in her leg, and she'll be able to make me dinner every night of the week. Lord, and we just thank you for healing her and making her feel great. And also my dad, he's got these rashes on his body, and he's called every doctor he knows, and nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows what to do. So Lord, we know what to do, and we take control and command over these things, Lord, and we bind up all that infirmity and cast it out, Lord, and just open their minds, Lord, open their minds to know you and seek you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, Ben.
I'd like to bring this whole praise thing for my grandma. She's been admitted to a hospice now, so that's where she's at. It's not a hospital, but it's basically just a place where there's medical staff on call, and it's basically like she pushes a button and they come and do things for her, whether it's cooking, making coffee, or just doing stuff like that. And she's comfortable there. They help her a lot there. I've met some of the people there. They're very nice, and she's comfortable, which is more than what I could ask for. And I'm praising the Lord that she's keeping a positive attitude. My mama still sees her every day, probably multiple times a day, because I know her. And I just praise the God that she's staying in a positive attitude. She's getting the rest that she needs, and she has a high positive attitude towards all this. We thank you, Father, so much that you're working in her so well, and that I know that it's these constant prayers and these constant thoughts that's keeping her alive, Father, that we're working together with you, and you're working in her a healing, Father. We thank you, Father, for your mighty power, for your greatness, Father, working in my grandma. And I just pray a blessing over that place, Father, just a hedge of protection over my grandma and all those people that are in there. They're all just keep them all positive, Father, and keep them all healthy and strong. And I thank you, Father, for my grandma. And I want you to bless the conversations that I have with her. And when the conversation of you comes up, Father, that she's just gonna take it real good, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for healing her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. Everybody else believe it. Grandma's gonna get healed, that he's already healed her. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yeah,
Amen. Your
we
grandma's gonna
spent.
be part of the revival, Ben.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else?
Yeah, let me just pray for Ben. Lord, I just pray for
Okay.
Brother Ben, Lord God. I just pray that you would, hallelujah, put a mighty anointing upon him in Jesus' name, that both his word and his presence are full of the presence of God in Jesus' name. That whenever he encounters him, Lord God, there will be life that will be supplied to her in Jesus' name, that her ears shall be open and her eyes shall be open, hallelujah, to see and hear the things of God, hallelujah. That she shall receive them into her soul, into her spirit, Lord God, healing her very body, healing her mind in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you shall renew her, you renew her to her youth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you for a sincerity of heart in Ben, Lord God. He's got a pure heart in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. And it's open for reception of all the things of the spiritual blessing that you have promised, that you have given us, Lord God. Every spiritual blessing is his in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that even when he shows up, there will be like an aura around him in Jesus' name, a glow of the Holy Spirit, of the anointing, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, a light shall enter that room, enter that place, and even the staff of that place, Lord God, will be hit by the power of God in Jesus' name. That the gospel of Jesus Christ will even be spoken, and they will be hit, hallelujah, with the power of the living God in Jesus' name, that the word of God will enter that place and bring salvation. And hallelujah, it'll be a revival in that place, Lord God, not just for her and them, but for everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give him that confidence, Lord. You have raised him up, Lord God, to be a man with force and with boldness in Jesus' name. Force and boldness, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus, with wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. He's going to have people run around behind him all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Okay, I want to read something out of Progressive Intimacies that Missy, I believe, sent it this morning. And it's something else to pray about. Praise God. So if y'all don't mind, I'm gonna read it, okay? It might not do this, I'm gonna read it anyway. Amen. Okay. This, let me get back up here to the top. Uh-oh. I just messed up. Hang on. Just a minute here. I gotta find it again. Here it is. Okay, this is for August the 25th, from August the 25th in 2020 or 20, 2005. And this is the word spoken to him. Believe in me, my son, and the words that I have spoken unto you, for they will surely be health to all of your bones and life to all of your flesh and life to all of your flesh. For the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And these words alone can produce and bring about the necessary changes to remain in me and to bear the fruit that I desire of you. Have I not spoken unto you of the changes that are quickly coming into your lives? Only be not moved by these present onslaughts upon your soul, but remain diligent before me and in my presence, that you might rise above these attacks and continually counterattack in my spirit and with the weapons of my spirit that I have given unto you. For your enemy surely senses and sees that something is coming. And so he has once again increased his forces against the body of Christ, especially within the family unit. So see not with eyes of flesh, nor judge by the emotions that you are feeling, but only judge and weigh things in and by the Spirit, which is where you have received what I have spoken unto you. For the exaltation that is preparing to take place in my kingdom will mark a great time of change and transition for you and your family, as well as for the body of Christ as a whole. For much has been measured, much has been tested, and much has been tried. As much refining has taken place, allowing me to bring many of my people into the places and positions that I have needed for them to be, to not only receive what I have for them, but to accomplish what will be required of them to accomplish as my good and faithful stewards. For truly, as much more is given and released to these faithful ones, even much more will be required of them in this near future, as the enemy will not lightly tolerate the transference that is preparing to take place. For this has and is taking place in the spirit and will accelerate quickly into the natural. And things will shift so quickly that many will be caught off guard, wondering how and why this has happened. So be not as those who are caught unawares, but be as the ones who are continually tuned in unto the movings of my spirit. For this wave will surely gain great momentum and begin to move even more and more quickly, leaving behind those that refuse to be diligent to go on into me and into my presence. For the table of many will be full and overflowing. And where there was barely enough to go around, there shall be an abundance that will cause an overflow that cannot be contained. These will begin to pour out and into others, continually reaping a harvest of what they did not sow, accessing a place of my grace that has never been accessed before. For who can be found to be faithful in what I have entrusted unto them, even with my very words of life that I speak unto them? And so I will trust my people with more and more, and the ones who have died to themselves, the love of money and lusts of the flesh, will be able to perform and to accomplish more than has ever been done before in even shorter and shorter measures of time. So be diligent, my children. Be ever so diligent to press into me and to remain continually before me, that I might give unto you my mind and my instruction on how to implement and to perform what I am releasing unto you. For great, great is the reward which shall be measured in heaven unto those who use the assets that I am giving unto them faithfully. For these assets are for the reward of eternal fruit and righteousness, which shall remain throughout all the ages of time. So measure not things in and by the natural things that have been measured before, for these things cannot be measured by any natural means, nor by anything that has been measured before in the realm of the spirit. For what is about to take place will be unlike anything that has ever taken place before, and none will be able to measure the magnitude of what is about to take place. For this foundation laid by many and by many generations past has been line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, that the fullness of my truth is now being cultivated, taught, and released upon a new and greater level of understanding than has ever been before. For many shall recognize this, my truth, in ways that they had not recognized before, and will be astounded at how quickly they will begin to understand the true workings and ways of my spirit and of my nature. For the foundation has and will continue to be laid in these days and moments ahead, as many will have the knowledge and understanding to walk in and to impart to others what has never been walked in and what has never been able to be imparted before. For I tell you this, an awakening in this nation and in the bowels of the earth is preparing to take place such as never has been seen before. And I will once again shake the heavens and the earth like never before in history. And this will all be a prelude to the magnitude of my glory and my power that I will release in and upon the earth. And those that have been faithful and diligent stewards shall be entrusted with this, my glory, in an intensity that the human mind can neither comprehend nor imagine. For fervency and hunger for the supernatural and for the things of my spirit will be released upon the earth like never before. As even the young and the youthful are raised up quickly, carrying upon them mantles of my power and my glory, unlike anything creation has ever seen or witnessed before. This will give birth to great and mighty revivals that will sweep across the land, penetrating the hearts of nations and sustaining a massive harvest that will also herald an equipping of the saints to walk in the true power and love that I have long desired for them to walk in. Be not surprised at what you will see and hear, for the likes of it will have nothing to be, have nothing for to be able to compare with. I will cause my people to step out and to do things for me that will not only confound the world, but will confound their own minds as they are moved quickly in and by my spirit to step out in great faith to do and to say things that cannot even be uttered at this point in time. So prepare yourselves, my people. Prepare your hearts for what's coming. Prepare your families and put one another on notice, holding each other accountable for this mighty move of my spirit and what you do with what shall be entrusted unto you. Let your desires and your motives be pure before me, for I will open up unto you the realm of the heavenlies, that you might see things that human eyes have never beheld before, and look upon things that not even your wildest imaginations could create. The sounds and the creativities of the heavenly realm shall be witnessed and seen, and then spoken of and imparted to this final generation here upon the earth. For these shall mount up with wings as of eagles, running and not becoming weary, walking, not becoming faint. For I will release upon my people a supernatural strength and endurance like never before. And the human body will carry the spirit very quickly into the far reaches of the earth to go and to do what could not be done or accomplished in the natural. An excitement and an anticipation like never before will also sweep across the land, bringing with it light and illumination unto what is coming and to what is about to be released upon the earth. So look to me, my children, and recognize the signs, the timings, and the seasons that I am bringing you into, that you be not unawares in any of it. In light of what has been, it shall no longer be, but I will establish absolute truth and understanding as never before, as an unnatural and holy wisdom will be released within and upon many to speak and do what even the most intelligent of minds have never thought of or done before, even foreseeing into the future to make plans and decisions that will affect the very core of nations. A great global awakening shall occur, as the enemy shall also rise to resistance, and much of the demonic, which has been hidden in past times, will now come to the surface and even be shown upon television screens and movie theaters in various nations. Blatant perversion, as in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah, will also be spoken of and shown more regularly upon the visual tools, as the enemy will continue to attempt to desensitize people to his war tactics, causing much of the nations to fall deeper and deeper into more immorality, perversion, witchcraft, hatred, and violence. Mass crusades of violence and murder will continue to rise, coming closer and closer to the home fronts of American families, causing levels of confusion and fear to be stirred within the hearts and minds of the people. Fear, discouragement, and depression will be placed upon the minds of many, driving them into the realms of insanity and suicide like never before. Many will run to and fro, gripped by this fear and having no hope whatsoever, causing them to resort to alcohol and the violent hallucinogenic drugs like never before. Open demonic possession and oppression will be seen more frequently, as various witches, warlocks, and sorcerers will continue to seek exposure in the various realms of media. Many will become violent and possessed across the television waves like never before, just sitting in the living rooms of their own houses. Many will run to the demonic realm of the supernatural, seeking escape from the fears and woes that are continually coming upon the earth. Even more shall be driven deeper and further into the realms of greed, as the enemy will become desperately fearful of losing the wealth and resources of this present earth. For I will once again proclaim and declare the right of my possession of the wealth and resources of this earth, giving them unto my wise and faithful stewards to regain the authority that the adversary has taken by default, and to advance and further my very kingdom. The kingdom of heaven will once again rule and reign upon the earth. For have I, the Lord Jesus, not always been the rightful king and ruler of the earth? And so I will declare my dominion and my righteous judgment unto the whole world, and many will see and turn their hearts unto the one and only true and living God, vengefully turning upon their former masters and doing much damage upon the kingdom of darkness. And as the gates of hell begin to crumble like never before, glory to God, my glory will be released and seen upon the earth as all flesh will have the opportunity to choose between the life of my salvation and truth or of the lies and deceptions of their eternal adversary who desires nothing more than for them to spend eternity with him in the torments of fire and brimstone. And those who turn from his lies, choosing the one and only true living and living God, shall find themselves walking in levels of my love and compassion that has never been seen or witnessed upon the earth before. And this will result in the manifestations of my supernatural healing and power as signs and wonders like never before shall follow all those who follow and believe in and upon my name and my word. Selah. Received on Tuesday, July 26, 2005. I believe it's very applicable for today. How many of you know that perversion has really gone sky high? Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Well, Father God, I ask and I pray that this message that you've given us, I believe, Lord, will wake up a lot of your people to go ahead and pray for their communities, pray for their families, pray for everything that comes to their mind that you send to their mind, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you that we're going to have a lot of spiritual warfare, mighty warriors of God coming through because of this. And I praise you for it, Father. Place it in our hearts, Lord, to always, always come to you and seek what you want us to do with this. And we praise you for it, Father, because we already know we're going to walk with you, Lord. We're going to talk with you, Lord. We're going to act like you, Lord. We're going to do the things that you did, those wonderful exploits for the kingdom, Lord, and bring the kingdom of heaven right down here on this earth in Jesus' name. And I praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. All right, Chuck, go ahead, brother.
All right. This is for Ben. Okay. Michael, you said a word and it really, you said the word warrior and I have a word for Ben. Okay. I don't know you very well, Ben. I don't know you at all, really. Except for I've seen you a couple of times on this outreach. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you're my brother in Christ. And what I am seeing, man, Lord, just let me speak these words in understanding. That you are like a warrior. You are a warrior, like a choice warrior of David Garmy, King David Garmy. Okay? And there you go, a favor on your life that gives you access with many people. It gives you a good report with many people. Okay? And there's an anointing on your life that I believe being such a warrior in the spirit that can tear down the things that God hates. Okay, you have, and I think of the different camps of Christianity, okay? The Lord, I believe, has put an anointing on your life to be able to enter into these places and be acceptable that you can begin to speak the truth and be able to tear down the stronghold and tear down the high things that they've built, okay? And, but the thing is, guard your heart. That's what came to me, guard your heart. Spend your time with the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I just thank you. Just give him the wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. You have put a mighty thing upon him. Hallelujah. You put a thing of pure love and passion within him in Jesus' name. Lord, you know him, Lord God. You know his heart and you know his desires and you know his sincerest prayers, Lord God. And I speak right now, Lord God, that you are putting a blessing upon his life that he shall receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't know him, Lord God, from a lot of these people, but you know, Lord, you want him to know that you see him in Jesus' name. And you have heard every word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A warrior, a choice warrior in the army of King David, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He has a sword in his hand and a shield. He has a helmet. Hallelujah. His shoes shod with the gospel of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. A belt, hallelujah, of truth in Jesus' name, and the breastplate of righteousness, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you are, hallelujah, like you said, perfecting sanctifying, hallelujah. You have called and chosen in Jesus' name, and this work right now, hallelujah, is becoming a manifest work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Ooh, glory be to God. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else want to pray?
I do.
Yeah, Julie. All
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. Let Sister Julie go.
All right, go ahead, Julie.
Thank you. God bless you. Just something that's been coming to my mind. I think it may have been covered, but Lord, I just thank you for my body, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And I thank you for the work you're doing in each and every one of us and preparing us for the things ahead. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can use your word and the promises that you've given us, and you uphold your word, Lord, and we can use these things to break every stronghold, every lie of the enemy, every doubt, every unbelief, fear and anxiety, uncertainty, all the deceptions of the enemy, double-mindedness, the depression, just the warfare that comes against us daily on our minds and our souls, our spirits, against our bodies and our circumstances and against our families. And Lord, that you have given us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. And I thank you, Lord, for helping us all overcome in our trials of being distracted. I think that's one of the enemy's biggest tools he's using against all of us right now. And we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We break this deceiving, lying, distractive spirit, whatever it may be. Media is a big one for me and probably others too, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I can break that in the authority of your name. I break that stronghold. I renounce it. This media distraction and other things that he's doing against me. I know he's doing it against other people too, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us. And we can do all things in your strength and in your name, Lord Jesus, as you lead us in triumph. We already have the victory. We declare it. We decree it who we are in Christ Jesus. And we can keep telling the enemy in his face out loud who we are in Christ Jesus. And it's the word in us that does it. You began this good work in each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. You began it and you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we will all be ready as we pray to be ready. We receive that by faith, Lord, that you're doing this good work in us. We will be ready, Lord. We will be ready and able and without fear to go into the enemy's camp and take back everything and declare it, that this is our promised land, every promise, and we have it, health, emotional health, spiritual health, everything that we've gone through in our lives. Generational curses are gone. Sickness is gone. Diseases are gone. Oppression, distractions, the discouragement, the enemy's tactics against us, whatever they are, they're null and void. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us victory. And we rejoice in you, Lord. We rejoice in the power of your name. The victory is ours. We rejoice in thy great salvation, Lord. Our soul rejoices. Oh, my soul rejoice in who you are, Lord, and what you've given to us, Lord. Salvation is Christ, and you do it all. It's the power of your word in us, Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And it's all your grace. It's all your grace and the faith that you put with each and every one of us, that it's enough. Lord, your grace is enough, and your faith is what moves mountains. And it's the faith of God in each and every one of us. And you get all the glory, God, because you do all the work. And you just use us to speak these things out of our mouth, pray, believing we have received all these awesome teachings that we have about who we are, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for using us and preparing us and perfecting us, God, in the righteousness of who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay. Angelica, did you want to pray? Glory be to God.
Yeah, I think Julie just hit on some of those things that I want to pray about. Basically, we were talking about last night how, you know, unbelief, you know, is a major weapon of the enemy and the subtleties of it. And kind of how they kind of tend to sink into the mind. and we find ourselves, doubting or kind of reverting back to a thinking like, well, we're looking forward for something to happen rather than believing it's already been done. And because of, the what we perceive, a length of time or of how, how long we've been waiting for this thing, impatience, whatever. And so I just I was repenting to God for that for my own life, but I, maybe we can just quickly I just wanted to pray about that, but like, if anyone has, any of that issue, because I just, just sick of doubting God's word for my life, and for the lives of others. There's such a great need, and God called us to be the light, and I just want to believe God for everything he does, and I don't want to have that.
We lost you. What happened? Okay.
It's done, and let it be a true release and freedom from all unbelief, and ask God to work that in our hearts, like that, because that's the main problem. It's not sin. For most of us, we've overcome, a lot, and by the grace of God, but it's unbelief for the greater things. It's unbelief that God wants to use us. It's unbelief, and maybe, small forms of rejection that God would use us, or false humility or whatever. At the end of the day, God called us, and we need to, by his grace, submit to that calling and find out what God has for us. And so I just would like to pray about that.
Amen.
So, Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you, Father God, and I just ask you to please forgive me, Father God, for my failures, Father God, my heart attitude, Father God, ingratitude, Father God, lack of desire to go after the things of heaven, Father God, for perceiving that the somehow the worldly things are greater, or just desires for myself, Lord. Desiring a place in this world, or desiring, wealth, or just whatever, Lord, whatever it might be, to whatever degree, Lord, or even just seeing myself as still a part of this world, not understanding, Lord God, who I am, Father God, in its entirety, in its fullness, Father God, where I would say, I'm done with the world. I'm done with every entanglement. I
Listen
don't
to
want to
me.
go back. I don't want any of
Listen
it.
to
And I just want to know God. I just want to fulfill my purpose and for why God called me forward. I just want to experience the glory of God for my own life and give it to others. I just want to be the love of God. That is my heart's cry, Father God. And so I repent, Father God, for unbelief, Lord God, and accusing you of being a liar in any way, Father God, not, unbelieving in the word, or just every form of unbelief, Lord. I know it doesn't please you, Lord. That's the only thing we have to do, is believe you, and the rest you do, Lord. And we're just vessels through whom you could use. We're just the donkey that you ride upon, the flesh that you use, Father God, as a vehicle. And so, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, for the grace to be delivered of every form of unbelief for myself and for the body, Father God, that you cleanse us thoroughly of every form of unbelief, Father God, that has set in through any way, Father God, as individuals, Lord, so that we can be strengthened as a body, Father God, and that you would just fill us, Father God, with such great faith, Father God, and restoration of that faith that we once had at one time, Lord, or that maybe perhaps we've never really had a great, a great sense of that faith, of assurance, Father God. But I pray that you give us that great sense of faith and assurance, Father God, and just let it be real to us in every way, Father God, and give us the boldness to pray without ceasing, Lord God, to confess, Father God, unto salvation, Father God, to continually confess who we are and what we are in Christ, Lord, to be continually thankful, Father God. and just be continually before you, Father God, ready to be used by you, Lord God. I just pray, Father, that you would deliver this body, Father God, from every form of unbelief, every form of vacillation, Father God, everything that hinders us from just answering the call and going forward in what you have for us, Father God. That we would put aside everything, that we would question everything, Lord. Some people have been doing a job for a long time, Lord, and you might just shake it up and you might just say, you know what, do something else. And we just have to be open to whatever you have, Lord. We have to be radical, Father God, if we're going to allow your glory to flow through us, Father God. And so whatever that might be in its time, Father God, that you would give us the grace to answer that call, Lord God, to be willing to be radical despite what anyone says or thinks, Father God, and just to see you move, Father God, on behalf of others, because at the end of the day, it's the love that you have for the one that you would use us to go and minister to pray for, to heal, to deliver, whatever, Lord. But we just ask you to give us willing hearts, Father God, to lay aside everything, to consider ourselves, Father God, as Paul said, crucified to the world and the world to us, Father God, that we're dead to it by your grace, Lord, because we were called for such a time as this. There's no other time than now, Father God. If it's not now, Lord God, it will never be, Father God. And we know what time we are very well in, and we want to be used by you, Lord God. We don't want to be sucked back into the world. We don't want to be deceived, Father God, by the strong delusion that's coming upon the world. We want to be fortified in our mind and our will, our emotions and our body and our whole being, Father God, through you, Father God, through your Holy Spirit, through your holy word, Father God, that we would be impenetrable, Father God, and be used, Father God, as vessels of righteousness. And we just thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Everything she said, in Jesus' name, I believe. And I praise you, Father, that you are working in that prayer right now to everybody here in Jesus' name. Father, just I ask and I pray that you place it in our hearts to every day to seek you, to be filled by your Spirit, so we can be led truthfully by your Spirit. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Father, for putting that hedge again around about us to keep distractions away from us, that we wouldn't be nothing on our hearts but you, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the authority that you've given us, Lord, to understand that nothing can stand in our way if we have you. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. All right, Debbie. Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
Debbie, you're muted. I'm
If you're trying to talk,
muted.
you're
I'm
muted.
sorry. That's what I do that all the time. I don't know why I do that. Why I don't do that. But anyway, I this scripture came to me when Chuck was praying for Ben, over Ben, and saying these things for Ben. And it is I heard I will instruct thee and teach thee. I will guide thee and teach thee, is how I heard it. I will guide thee and teach thee in the way you should go. And so I had to look it up. I knew there's something about horse and bridle in there, so I looked it up. And I would like to read that. It is, what is that reference? It is Psalm 32. That's 9. Starts in verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will counsel thee with mine eye upon thee. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings must be bit and bridle to hold them in, else they will not come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, loving kindness shall compass him about. Be glad in Jehovah and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. But I just felt the Lord saying them through that this I heard. This is the imperative moment. This is the imperative moment. He just says, I've taught thee, I've instructed thee, I've told you the way to go time and time again. I've been teaching you and I've been telling you these things. And this is the imperative moment. And then when Angelica just said that point of decision, this is the time for the point of decision. And we must lay down the fear that's keeping us, I think not realizing that it's a fear that's keeping us thinking that we cannot do this, but it's not us that's doing it. He said, I'm going to guide you. I'm going to teach you and I'm going to instruct you in the ways you should go. So I just feel that he's been working on us so much. We do not want to disappoint him. And I'm just sensing such a, this is an imperative time, almost the imperative time. And this is the time to decide, are we going to act or not? Or is he going to have to use a bit and bridle for us? And he said, he won't, I asked him, he won't do that. No, I'm not going to use a bit and bridle. It's your decision now. So God, we just want to act and do what you want us to do, Father God. We want to lay aside these things. We want to put you first in our lives, Lord. And I pray this not just be a moment of extreme, oh yes, Lord, and then walk away from it. God, we just want to walk in this, Lord. We want to be overcome by your desire for us, Lord God. We want to be overcome for the way you want to use us here, Lord God. And we thank you for all the times you've instructed us and you've told us what to do. You've told us what to let go of. And I pray, God, that you would just help us now to take that and run with it, God, and just to let go of anything, God, that is hindering us, has been prayed tonight already and talked about already, Lord God. So, Lord, instruct us, teach us more as we go on, do in obedience to these things, Father. We know we will hear from you as we continue to seek you, Lord, as we walk in obedience in the way you would have us to go, Lord, in this day now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, let our commitment to you be steadfast and established in the heavenly places, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just thinking, I think this kind of a more of an observation, that it's interesting. Actually, let me read. When Debbie was talking about that, you know, this moment being imperative, or this, you know, the, I guess, the valley of decision or whatever in each one of our lives. I think every one of us knows what the Lord is dealing with us relative to obedience to him in his word. And I know that one of just this example that Chuck gave us, Chuck and Matthew gave us here, the thing that I guess struck me, or the observation I had on that, was that there was a point there where Chuck remembered that oil in his pocket, put that oil on his hands, and reached out and laid hands on Matthew. And it was at that time that the healing or was ministered, the action that God, the Holy Spirit, moved into action. And I was thinking of that in James 1:21. He says, wherefore, putting away all filthiness, overflowing of wickedness, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Receive that word. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the mirror. He beholds himself and goes away and straightway forgets that manner of man he was. And I know that, you know, the Lord brought just that image to my mind at one point, like basically saying, you know, when you get up in the morning and you know, comb your hair and you look in the mirror and whatever, and then when you take off and go to work or go do your thing, You are not, it's not like you're remembering back all the time and saying, boy, that, I really had that hair in the right spot. And man, I could just remember how, wow, I really look good. Just thinking about, you don't do all that. You don't do any of that. You walk away from that mirror, you forget it. It's gone. But, and you don't actually think about it until the next day or whenever when you're standing in front of that mirror again and whatever, and then you're gone again and you forget it. It's gone. If we don't do that word, the impact, the intensity of it is gone. Especially if you're in a workaday, you're still working and in the industry of life or however it be, working a job or something like that. That is a constant thing happening all the time. And so I think it's even absolutely more imperative that when we see that word, when we recognize that word, to find a way to do it, to cooperate with God, to ask Him to help us to implement it, and start moving in that, so that we start to see the activity of the Spirit based upon that word that we're thinking, that we're seeing. And it just dawned on, when I think it was it Julie that read that psalm? Be not like the horses, be not like the horses which require a bridle in order to do. In other words, the Lord has given us His Holy Spirit. He's given us Him, He who dwells in our hearts. He's given us everything we need to do. And His word in Matthew, in Matthew 24 was, or maybe Matthew 28, when He came back after the resurrection, He came back and appeared to His disciples in the room. They were up in the room for fear of the Jews. And He came back and simply said, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go. Get up and go. Get up and do it. Get out there and do it. Go. Make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Holy Spirit." And obviously the other versions of, in Luke or Mark, speak basically saying, lay hands on the sick and heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out them, go, just go, get out there and go, and I will be with you. And so I know, I think Angelica mentioned that there's this kind of maybe hesitancy or just a waiting to, because God's going to, anoint us and pour out the former and latter rain and whatever, and all this is coming, and if we're all ready and preparing and getting ready and waiting and everything. But it very well might mean that God is waiting for us to go, to do, be doers of the word, lay hands, as Chuck did, lay hands upon Matthew. I think the Lord is saying, move, get up, move, apply the word, do it. Just do it, get moving. I will be with you. And so I don't know, I'm just kind of getting that feeling, especially listening to everybody, that we may in fact be waiting on God to do something, but he may in fact be waiting on us to be stirred up and do this, So I don't know. I'm just kind of spitballing now, but anyway, I'll let it go at that.
Hallelujah. Well, no, you were right on target. I think one of the things that the main things that we need to do, as the word said, is to get that relationship with the Lord stronger and stronger and stronger. And when you do that boldness will come. You'll feel confident that you can go out and do the things that God wants you to do when He tells you to do, as He's already done. And you'll see results. You'll see big results. And just like we talked about earlier, you're going to see people healed. You're going to see people delivered. We're coming into a bad time. And He's going to need people like you all who know what the Word of God says and to apply it. But you have to have that relationship with the Lord in a strong way in order to be very successful. And that's what that message was about that I read a while ago. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I guess I'll speak to both of what was just mentioned between Pat and Michael. But yeah, so firstly, yeah, that that intimate infusion with the Lord, I just say infusion because you are one with him. You are infused. His nature, his character, his authority, you are become one with through faith. It's in your spirit man, because the spirit man is born after him. It's born after Jesus Christ. You received the spirit of Christ, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, as the word tells us. And we have the same likeness as the word said, the same, having the same spirit of faith, right? That's what Paul said. And then Peter said, having like faith, right? So the faith, the spirit of faith, is the same faith of Jesus himself. This isn't a different faith. This isn't a version of the faith, next to all the faiths on the shelf. No, this is the faith. Just like the Holy Spirit is one Holy Spirit working in every one of us simultaneously, everywhere, all at the same time, dealing with us all individually without distraction, right? He's not distracted by any of us. And he's dealing with us each individually as if it was just us and him, right? And so when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. That's what the word tells us. And this is an absolute factual truth that if you open your heart to God to rid yourself, to not look at yourself anymore, but see the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to be as he is, right? And this is the most humble place. Be as a child. What's he talking about? Well, in one place, he says of humility. He's talking about the humility, right? And so you're just receiving from him now, as a child receives from their parents. They can do nothing but receive, right? As a child, there's nothing you can do for yourself except for receive and the instruction that you're given to do it, right? And of course, let's just say that we're obeying. We're obeying. And in that, with the Father, he's well pleased. Because why? By faith. It's in our faith, our childlike faith, our childlike humility. We're just receiving from him. And so, in that, going forward into what Pat was saying, there have to be forerunners. There have to be forerunners, people who step out into what they're given and start using it and doing it. They put their hand to the plow and they start plowing. They don't look back, right? They're not looking back and oh, I wish I could. No, they're looking forward. They're looking at the goal. They're looking at the end result, right? You think about Paul. What did Paul say? Well, Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, right? How do we know him? Well, we spend our time with him. That's how we know him, right? And back to when we're calling Jesus Christ out of one another, we're looking for Jesus Christ in one another. We can only know what Jesus Christ looks like if we're spending time with Jesus Christ. Just like a relationship we have with each other. We know each other, and if somebody were to tell us something that wasn't like what we know, we'd be like, I don't know about that. I don't think Michael would say that. I don't think Michael would do that. Why? Because I know Michael. I know him well enough to know that that's not Michael that you're talking about. You must be talking about somebody else. But in the same way, we see, hey, that's Jesus. That's the Lord working in my brother and sister. And so that is what's at work in us. But we have to go forth with it, with what we have, from what we have received, because we can only receive it, right? We can only receive. We can't conjure it up ourselves, but we can stir it up because it's already in us. It's already there. He says, I've given you every spiritual blessing in heaven, right? I've given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, right? What is that? What does that even mean? All things. That's what that means. So the confidence that we can have is that the word of God is true and that it is only true. And what it has told us is absolutely true. So by faith, just keep your eyes on the Lord. And when you go out there to put your hand to the plow, remember, that is the force of the Holy Spirit working in you. The Holy Spirit himself is working in you, making a performance happen, right? So don't worry and fear and worry what to say and do, because like Jesus says, it is your Father working in you. It is that very nature of God working in us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chuck. Good word. All right. Anyone else? Well, we've got a good song lined up here. If Julie wants to go ahead and play it, it's actually plays right into what we've been talking about. You have permission.
standing up. You tell him tonight. We stand in awe of you, and all you do, and all your ways, God. We stand in awe of you. There's no, there's no, there's no like you, God. We stand in awe of you. Oh, the name above all names, oh. We stand.
Awesome song. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. See, anybody got anything they'd like to comment on before we close out tonight? I tell you what, this is one of the best ones we've had. I enjoyed it. And it's been awesome. It's been a good teaching also. And Father, we praise you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that Angelica and Chuck and Winnie came in to share, and it's been awesome. We thank you for it, Lord, and I ask that you put it in them not to be strangers to us anymore. Amen. And Matt too. Well, Matt's kind of a regular. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to say?
Yeah,
Go,
if I
Ben.
could,
I mean, Chuck.
just as what you said to me, anyway,
I said, go
but
ahead.
pray the Lord. But I just just as a exhortation to all of us, to remember to pursue after love, after loving one another, loving the body, because we are all one. Hallelujah. We are all working together. Every one of us working together makes an effective body and a body that shows Christ. Hallelujah. He said that they will know because of your love. Hallelujah. That you are my disciples, your love for one another, that you are my disciples. And that's what we need is for this world to see the love of Christ working toward one another. I know some of us are far from one another, but there are some who are close. And just in general, that edification that comes from uniting together and encouraging one another, and like it says, provoking one another to good works, provoking one another to love. That's, I mean, there's such a force and a power in that, and it's such a good feeling knowing that we have such a unity and like an army together that no enemy, no devil in hell can penetrate because we are one in Christ. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Let's be one.
Amen. I like what somebody, I heard someone say here not too long ago. He said this. He said, why not treat everybody that you meet like Jesus? Treat your husband or your wife like Jesus. Treat your friends like Jesus. What would you do? Jesus, how can I help you? Jesus, what do you want me to do? Jesus, you know. And that's that love that Chuck was talking about that he wants to see from us. And sometimes it's hard for some of us to get into that mode, that humble mode of being a servant. Lord, I thank you for doing that in each and every one of us, to placing Jesus's heart in us, because that's what he was when he was here on earth. He was a servant. And we praise you for it, Father. Yep, for the kingdom of God. All right, anybody else? We still got a little time here now. I want to pray. I want to pray for a lady that I met here some time ago. She tried to call me a while ago and I couldn't take the call. Lord, I just lift up Edie to you, and I praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in her. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her husband too. And I break the power of Satan off of that marriage right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for complete love between them. And I praise you and I thank you. And I break the power of religious spirits out of there in Jesus' name. And I break the power of bitterness, anger, and all of those things that have hindered them in their walk with each other. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, for filling David up with your Holy Spirit, Lord. He's never been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I thank you. That's Edie's husband. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to see a turnaround very soon in Jesus' name. Because they're going to see the signs and the wonders of God. And it's going to be an absolute miracle for them and turning them around in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody believe with me? Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. It's going to happen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for this open heaven that you've given us right straight to the throne. And we know that when we pray, every time we pray, that you answer in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Andrew, you've been awful quiet tonight. No, my internet connection is not unstable. You get out of here, devil.
Yeah,
Go
get
ahead,
out of
Andrew.
there. We all had our earthly fathers, and when they told us to do something, we did it. I don't see why it should be any different with our Heavenly Father. We mess up a lot, you know, like I do anyway. And you just think about, I think I said this before, how when he speaks, you know, everything opens, a universe. Everything you see before your eyes, even the stuff that's in the microscopes and on the telescopes. So that's an awesome, powerful God. And we have the privilege of calling him Father, because our brother and Savior Jesus taught us that in the Lord's Prayer, our Father. So, you know, the awesomeness of the power of his word is indescribable. You know, it's phenomenal. It could make you giggle and can make you a little nervous too. So I just want everyone to be blessed by the Lord. And I pray the Lord bless everybody here. You know, you're all blessed because the word was said even today in the fellowship. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. You wouldn't be here if you weren't in Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus is a wonderful place to be. So now it's that open door we look for, yes, but it's to be the disciple, to not just hear the word, but do it, you know. Some of us are shyer than others, I think, but the Lord will care for us in this also. You know, he careth for you. So he knows how to care for you to bring these things about. You know, if you're at an occasion where it's all like fumbling in your head, you know, then you know it's not that time. But when it seems to go right, you know, you go, wait a minute, maybe I had opportunity there. And then I guess we just have to be more focused on our Father. For he's a mighty Father. We thank Jesus for our life. We thank the Father for his plan to make us brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and children of God. And We pray that we would be perfected quickly and to be ready for whatever comes our way. Father, help us. And get rid of the distractions, Father. It's all you, Father. With you, we can do everything. Without you, we're nothing. So, but we know we're not nothing. We know what your word says. We know what you have done. We know your plan in Jesus' name. What Jesus did for us, he redeemed us. This was your plan. Thank you, Lord, for grafting us into the vine and putting us into the olive tree. Amen. Read that today. You know, John 15 and Romans chapter 11. So, was wondering about the name of the Lord and prop into abiding. So that's a good place to be. Amen.
Amen. Well, all right. Before we get out of here, has anybody got a prayer request? We're about out of time now. But that's okay. All right. Good night, y'all. Bless you.